Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. I've been thinking a lot about a question since talking with Sean Askenosi 5 episodes ago. What is your vision of greatness for your life and work? It's easy to get trapped in your job, doing work you think matters, only to wake up one day absolutely empty. I like to think this only happens when you work for a gigantic corporation that only cares about money, but it can happen when you work for yourself, for God, or country. Why does this happen? When I look at my own journey, there are two answers. The first is I didn't take time to envision a better future, but the second hits at the core even harder. I did nothing to go where I actually wanted to go. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/346. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. And speaking of blowing my mind, I just had a poster created by Freshwater Bay Creative. You can check it out on Instagram. It's to promote Getting Work to Work. And if you sign up for the Curiosity Lab, I'm giving away 10 posters to my email list. So, hey, now's your chance to get the monster poster. Check it out on Instagram. I'm at CM Studios, or you can see it at gwtw.co. What is your vision of greatness for your life or work? This is a question inspired by my conversation with Sean Askenosi, but it's also an underlying premise of his book, Meaningful Work, A Quest to Do Great Business, Find Your Calling, and Feed Your Soul. The interesting thing about work is that we all do it, and we do it every single day, and sometimes it just feels like there's no point to it. Am I just working to make money? Am I just making money to try to stay alive? While these are interesting thoughts on what the point and purpose of work is, what it comes down to is having something that you are moving toward that is way beyond yourself and way beyond anything that you're doing today. And so when I start thinking about this idea of the vision of greatness, I'm thinking about what is it that I'm building for myself and for others. And Askenosi writes in the book, your vocation is the calling of your organization that inspires, engages, and reminds those affected why they do what they do. I love this idea of vocation, not just for my life, but for my business, for my work. And you as a creative entrepreneur can really put it into those terms as well. Something deep within you that satisfies not only your financial obligations to the world, but touches you personally, spiritually, and emotionally. How do you go about thinking about and creating a vision of greatness? First, I encourage you to check out this book, Meaningful Work by Sean. It's one of those books that can really bring a lot of clarity to why you do what you do. But some of the things that I've kind of taken from it, combining with some of the other things that I've been reading lately, is it really comes down to visualization. And asking yourself this question, what does your life and work look like today, tomorrow, and in 5 years? In the book, Meaningful Work, Askenosi really talks about visioning in terms of the future, 5 years, 10 years. And that's powerful, especially when he's telling stories about farmers in rural areas that have never really thought that way. But I take it back to today. Are you taking time to imagine what your life could look like today that's great? What about tomorrow? That, to me, is where the power of the vision of greatness comes in, so that you can see what today is going to be and why it's going to be great. When I hear the word visualization, I get a little bit confused. I'm not the greatest at this process. I'm getting better. And what it really comes down to is being able to imagine what you want your life to look like, what your surroundings look like, what the smells are, where are you located, all of these things. It might seem like a wish list, but really what it comes down to is you're starting to imagine how you feel, what you see, what you experience, because that can change how you think about today. Another way to really start thinking about this idea of a vision of greatness is to allow yourself to dream big. Jim Collins, in his book Good to Great, talks a lot about big, hairy, audacious goals. This is how you dream big. What is the impact that you want to have on the world? And dream so big that it will take a lifetime to achieve. I was reading the book Face to Face, The Art of Human Connection by Brian Grazer, and I was struck by something. He was talking about Oprah and how in 35,000 interviews, they often end the same way. The interview subject saying, "Was that okay? Was I good?" While that's intriguing, that point, I got stuck on 35,000. What would it take to interview 35,000 people in my lifetime? My heart started beating. I started thinking, wow, that's amazing to consider. Because I've only done, I think, a little over 100 episodes of this podcast. All right, 100 down, 34,900 to go. Now that is a big, hairy, audacious goal. But what about you? What is your big dream? Because if you don't have one, you need to spend some time thinking of one. Because it can really help to really solidify this vision of greatness. And if you don't have a big dream that you're moving toward, I think it really is harder to visualize what you want your life to look like. But visualization and dreaming big is not enough. You actually need to take action. And I'm not talking about the kind of action that I like to take, these big, grand gestures. I'm talking about the little things every single day. Taking small steps every single day toward your big dreams, toward the future that you're visualizing. That is the power of doing this. A couple of interesting quotes that I read to really bring this home. My friend Aaron Hockley shared with me the other day Seth Godin's blog, The Limits of Technique. And what's interesting about this blog post is that Godin basically says, it's not about getting better at your work, but becoming braver. Are you being brave in visualizing your future? Are you brave in your big, hairy, audacious goals? But more importantly, are you brave every single day as you take small steps to bring those things into reality? And finally, I read this in the 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. Real power never comes from anything external. When I think about vision in the past, I was trying to align myself with people who had a vision that was compelling enough for me to join. And I would always come up against this underlying dissatisfaction with anyone else's vision. It was never enough. Because it was coming from the external. Your vision of greatness is connected to who you are as a person. And that is where real power comes in. Because when you can vision your future and how you are impacting other people, this isn't a selfish pursuit. It's how you're going to actually show up and do anything of value or meaning in this world. So I repeat it, real power never comes from anything external. Find your vision of greatness and do everything in your power every day to bring it to life. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.